Ah, yes, indeedy. Yes, it's I'm going fishing, fish, hooks, sinkers, lines, and all that stuff. But we got too much stuff to talk about. This is Fish and Friend coming to you live from, or partially dead, or pre-recorded from North Fort Myers in the Heinemann Marine Boat Dealership, or from the downtown Fish and Frank's Experience Store. This definitely ain't no boutique, boys and girls. Anyway, we got Austin here. We got Josh. We got all kinds of things going on. Austin, what are we going to talk about? We got to fill a segment here. What's your passion in fishing?
I don't really know. I'm still looking for it. Nah,
I mean, you don't know. You little twerp.
I'm not good at any of it. That's how I feel when I go out there.
Okay. How'd you do the other day?
So-so, but there's a lot of fish out there, a lot of tarpon, small ones.
All right. So what's kind of keying in on these canal tarpon? When you look out, you see tarpon out there. What are you looking for? What do you see?
Really, I mean, just looking for them to be happy, and by happy, rolling gradual.
not that kind of happy. Okay. That's more like Joker happy. That's not.
When I turn away and go find other ones. Right.
Gotcha. Okay. So anyway, now, what do you mean by happy?
When they roll, I mean, normally you'll see them roll a couple different ways when you're fishing them. I mean, if you've ever seen tarpon roll in the past before.
That was happy?
That was happy.
That wasn't happy.
That wasn't happy either. Okay. I'll keep looking
for happy. Let him describe it, would you?
Okay, go ahead.
Settle down.
Okay. When they come up and roll, you'll actually see them, and they'll roll really slow with their back out of the water for a while. And when they go back down in the water, they're not facing straight down. They're kind of facing to where they're going to stay high in the water column. Then you'll also see them roll where they come up and they gulp air and they shoot back towards the bottom. Both of those ways are good ways to fish them, but when you see them coming up and rolling and then tail slapping really, really hard on the water, that typically means they're aggravated over something. I mean, when they're like that, I'll try fishing them for a while, but normally my confidence goes way down whenever they look aggravated.
So the more of a U-shape they are when they roll, it means they're kind of going down towards the bottom?
Yep.
That good or bad?
That's good. I like fishing them on the bottom, especially if the sun's out. I'll just cast past them and let my bait fall almost to the bottom before I start working it.
But you don't want them beaver tailing on the surface.
No, yeah, you don't want them tail slapping. Hmm.
So now, what do you typically throw at a tarpon like that? Rocks?
Grenades?
12-gauge. What I like to throw personally, one of my favorite baits would be like a DOA paddle tail in the copper colored one or the red and gold one on an 1/8-ounce jig head. If I see them rolling to where they're going downwards, like a U-shape like you were saying, sometimes I'll jump up to a 1/4-ounce jig head if I'm in 8 to 10 foot of water.
So it'll actually get to the bottom.
So it'll
better.
Get there faster, yeah. I mean.
But Austin, that's a trout lure.
What's a trout lure?
The DOA. Everybody knows that's a trout lure. How are you going to catch tarpon on a trout lure?
How many tarpon have you caught, Josh?
Look, I'm playing devil's advocate. It's a thing. Don't make me do my Austin impression.
Okay, Josh. Okay.
Okay. Here, boys and girls, we are back here. And in one corner, we have Austin. And in the other corner, we...
we have Austin. Okay. Okay.
All right.
So what I like to do to catch the tarpon is... Okay. Go ahead, Austin.
Now,
tell it.
Those paddle tails, I agree with you. They're good for about everything. Now, if they're going deep, you cast out, you let it sink to the bottom, and do you bounce it or are you just swimming it?
Something first that what I do is when I see them roll is I'll kind of get an idea on how fast they're rolling when I see them roll, and I'll try leading them as far as I think they are when I get the cast to them. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like, when they're rolling, if they're going fast, I'll lead them 10 to 20 feet.
So duck hunters know this. If you see a duck, you don't shoot at the duck. You have to shoot in front of it.
Yeah.
So that everything comes together.
You don't want to cast where he was. You want to cast where he is.
Where he's going to be. So he sees it in front of his face.
Yeah, exactly. If you cast behind him every time,
not
you'll
where
never
he was.
Catch him. Yeah.
Not where he is, where he will be. Sure. This is awfully zen.
It is. It truly
really
is.
Zen,
yes. There's an art to it.
Yes.
But one of my favorite ways to catch him is when they're going down towards the bottom. Yes. And I'll cast it out past him and I'll let it fall. And I'll sometimes on an 1/8-ounce jig head, I'll give it like a 10 count to where it's on bottom or very close to bottom, and I'll start working it. And what I do is I have a pretty tight drag when I'm fishing for them because I want a really good hook set because they have a very, very, very hard mouth. And I take my rod and I leave it at 10 o'clock. And I take it and I lift it up to 12 o'clock and I reel down and I lift it up to 12 o'clock again. So pretty much 10 to 12 o'clock to where you're not necessarily bouncing it off the bottom or in the middle of the column to where you're just kind of raising it up and letting it fall back down.
Okay, so we got to wrap up this segment. Go over one more time. What's a happy tarpon? What's an angry tarpon when you see them in the canals?
Happy is when they're rolling very slow and gradual up on the surface, or when they come up to the surface and roll and then go back towards the bottom. You don't want to see tail slaps, and you don't want to see water flying all over the place, and where they look aggravated.
And trust me, this kid can actually catch these fish. And if you want a little bit more information on it, I'm going to try my best to convince him to write this up for the Waterline Annual coming out March 24th so that you can actually read it rather than just listening to it and have it to study it. I'm working on it.
Okay. So anyway, I thought I had everything queued up. I didn't. So now we're back into queuing stuff up. There it goes. There it is. I don't know what happened to it all. But this is Fish and Frank. And that is Austin.
Thanks a lot, Frank. It was great talking with you about tarpon today.
And that's
other Austin.
Yes, it sure is. Yeah, we're going to go fishing. Grab your hook, sinker, line. Thanks for listening. Josh, take good care of Robert and the boys, okay?
No.
All right. Austin, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Hook, sinker, and line. I said fish.